quick review for Mishnah Brura, Simen Resh Mem Gimel, starting with the end of Sif Aleph. We've been discussing the cases where it is actually mutter to allow a non-Jew to do work because it's considered adaita denashe, that he's not really doing it because of amir la'akum, but there are problems of Mara science. So we just got done saying in a field, if he's doing work based on the fact that he's not getting paid to do that specific work on Shabbos, it's considered mutter because that's the normal derech, and therefore there's no chashash of marasayin. Comes the Rama and says, "V'afal pishelo lochla eno yehudi rak l'shlish olereviya v'yishli Yisrael hanah v'mashi eno yehudi obey b'Shabbos." This is even true if the non-Jew is making a small percentage of the profits. He's not making all the profits. The Jew makes some of the profits. It's still mutter. Deino yehudi adaita denafsho obed, because the non-Jew is doing it based on his own desire to do the work now. He could do the same work later and have a similar effect. Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Tes points out that this is not arguing with Mechaber. He's just adding that in a case of an aris, a sharecropper, it is also mutter, and just that the Mechaber didn't spell it out, but he agrees to this idea. Now, in Sif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Brura lays out some major differences. He says it has to be a case where the non-Jew is getting some of the profits, but if he was hired to do the work on a yearly basis and the Jew is getting all of the profits, this is an isser of Maris Ayin, because even though he wasn't hired doctor to do work on this day, but since he's not coming away with anything solid that he can hold in his hand, it looks very much like he was considered a Schir Yom and he was dafka hired to do the work today, and therefore people are not going to assume he's a sharecropper because he's not taking anything home with him. Now, the Mishnah Brura adds that in a case of a merchatz or a rechaim in a similar situation where he's not taking anything home, rather the Jew is taking home all the profits, that's actually usher me'ikar hadin. That's real amir la'akum. And the reason for that is that when the non-Jew works on Shabbos, he is making money that can only be made on Shabbos. When it comes to the field, the work could have been done within a few days span, and basically the outcome is the ikr, the harvest is the ikr, and it doesn't really get changed if you work one day or not one day. But when it comes to a merchatz or a rechaim, basically if you don't work it today, you've lost all the possible rent and work that can be done today. So even if you work hard tomorrow, you can't make up for that, and therefore it's not considered that the non-Jew is doing it adaita denafshe. Rather, he's considered to be doing the work on behalf of the Jew, and therefore it would be usur me'ikar hadin. That is the basic difference between these two cases. Now, as we pointed out, that it's only mutter in the case of the field when the non-Jew is taking some of the profits from Shabbos, because that's when we say it's a daita denafshe. And similarly, in the case of a rechaim where the non-Jew was taking a chilek of the profits, if it was well known or that was the minhag of that place to do the business in such a way that it's done as a sharecropper type business, that would be mutter as well. Now, in the Dirshu footnotes, he points out that what does it mean that he's taking a share of the profits? It's not enough if you just give the non-Jew free usage of the item. In the bathhouse case, it's not enough to say that he could take a bath there for free. That's not a significant enough, and it's not an apparent enough profit for him to make. That's the shita of the Chasam Sofer. And in terms of how much money you really have to be giving the non-Jew, that's subject to machlokas between the Nodi Behid and the Chasam Sofer in terms of the amounts. Seif Beis in the Mechaber. Afilu merchatz otanurim hiskiram shana achar shonim and esparsim adavar ide kach she'ino darko liskor poalim el lahaskiram. Right, even if you have a merchatz or a tanur that he always hires other people to use it, he never uses it himself, or he never hires people to work for him, he just rents it out. V'chein eminig rov anshei also makam laskiram olitnam barisus mutter laskiram la'ino yehudi olitnam barisus. So he says that in that case, if it's normal that everyone understands that this is the way it's done, and they're not being done on behalf of the owner, then it's mutter to give an arisus, like a sharecropper type business, and to rent it to a non-Jew under those circumstances to work on Shabbos. Adds the Ramav, afilu b'makom ha'aser im ein amerchatz ha'taner shel Yisrael, even in a place where it's not the minhag and therefore would be aser to do it. Says if it doesn't belong to a Jew, rak schara me'ena yehudi v'chazer v'skirim le'ena yehudi. The non-Jew owns it, and then the Jew rents it from him, and then re-rents it to somebody else. Shari, they ain't shame Yisrael, nikra Allah, because there's no—it's not known as a Jewish-owned It's not known as a Jewish-owned property. Now, in terms of explaining this, the Mishnah Berurah just says, Pashut, that in these cases, there is no chashad, and therefore, as long as it's being done in accordance with the halacha, it is going to be mutter. Now, he points out in Sifkat Yid Beis, in the name of the Tshuvas HaGeonim, that if you buy it quickly from a non-Jew and it's Jewish-owned and then you rent it to a non-Jew right away and it's not known as yours, you can rely on this as well. Now continues the Rama, V'chein im yesh merchatz beveis dira ve'ein rochtzin b'merchatz rak osan shebeveiso. So if you have a private bathhouse and the only people who use it are private people in your particular area, v'heim yodim sheskara ein yehudi shari, and they know that the guy who is using it now rented it out completely, he's not doing work for you, then that is mutter as well, because it's all done in private. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out that obviously, if there is a merchatz in Rosh Hasharabim, and still there are people who know about it, still it's not going to be mutter under those circumstances, because it's going to be a case of marasayin. But in a case where there's such a small percentage of people who know about it in the first place, and anyone who does know about it knows that it's being, they know the whole story, they know that you're not getting any of the profits from Shabbos, or it's being rented out in a mutter way, that is fine. Now, the Dirshu footnotes over here point out something very important, that if you own a behemoth in a shutfus with a non-Jew, so you have to really figure out a way to sell the behemoth to the non-Jew for the work that he's doing on Shabbos, because it's an Isser D'Oraisa of Shvisas behemoth. The Bir Halacha adds that in a case where a person chooses not to avail himself of that particular type of kula, and he follows the strictures of the law, even though it would be mutter to rely on such a kula, he gets a divine promise that he's not going to lose money because of it. And Rav Moshe actually goes so far, he quotes Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner, they all say that nowadays that Shmirah Shabbos is something that people don't take as seriously as they should, and therefore people should be machmir with this type of situation, that whenever we're dealing with a possibility of an Isser D'Oraisa or a Hashad on an Isser D'Oraisa, even if you find a Heter to use it, you should try your best to be machmir, even if it would have been mutter me'ikar hadin. Now, in terms of the bathhouse being used in private, so the Dirshu quotes the Shulchan Aruch later on, I don't understand, something that's Aser Mishum Maris Ayin is Aser Afilu B'Chadrei Chadarim. So how could this be Mutter just because it's being done in private? He says that's only when it's Maris Ayin Atu Nisr D'Oraisa. This is only Maris Ayin Atu Nisr D'Rabbanan of either taking Schar Shabbos or Amir La'akum, and therefore it's going to be Mutter under these circumstances. Now, in terms of can he use the money, the Rama adds at the end of the Sif, so the Rama concludes that the Iker opinion is you cannot benefit from the money that you got. You can't take the money if you actually ended up doing it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that no, there are those who are makel even further, that it depends, that I'm reading the wrong Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sipkat and Tezayin says that it's not a machlokas, that both the Yesh Omrims are really agreeing with each other, just in two different cases. That if it was Me'ikared in Mutter, and it was only Asr Mishum Marasayin, then if he takes the money, he can keep it. But if it was Asr Me'ikared in, then he's not allowed to take the money, and if he takes it, he should not utilize it.